Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Cookbook Circle podcast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Victoria.
We're two friends with a shared love of food, cooking, and all things cookbooks.
We are now in the third season of this podcast. Ooh. And this one is all about, well, not really anything in particular. We are themeless. So you can expect deep dives on certain dishes, reviews of cookbooks, of course, but there'll be new cookbooks, old cookbooks, all sorts of cookbooks. And of course, we'll be asking you, our lovely listeners, for some input on episodes that we're going to do.
It's going to be so,
it's gonna be so fun.
Fun. And if you love what we do, we're also on Patreon. This means if you'd like to support us, your subscription will help to cover the podcast's costs, from the books themselves to the ingredients for what we cook. And in return, you'll get some fun stuff like bonus mini-sodes. To find out more, visit our website, thecookbookcircle.com, or you can find the link in our show notes. Thanks, friends. Now, let's get to the fun part.
Hannah.
Hi Victoria, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great. It's Friday and it's feeling spring-like, you know. I was up really
it
early
this morning.
It is
feeling spring-like.
Yeah, and it's brighter earlier and I'm just a generally better human being when it's like this.
Yeah, I mean it's really raining here, but it has over the past couple of days...
Weather alert, being
quite spring-like and very warm. Not very warm. Not, I mean, very warm is a vast exaggeration, but what I mean is mild.
Not wanting to like.
I feel warm all the time, but you know, less about my menopause.
Hanging out in front of the oven. Springtime.
The oven.
You know it's
can't
springtime.
Afford that.
It's true, isn't it? I mean, I was talking to my... I was in Seville. News, personal news.
Oh, yeah!
At the weekend. Seeing my lovely sister, Rachel. And she was talking about... Because, like, obviously, like, salaries and stuff are lower in Spain. And they're, like... I feel like they just live a much more, like, cost-conscious life, which is fair. And she was talking about having like oven Sundays where she just like basically uses Sunday as a day to like bake tons of things at once or like roast loads of things at once for the week, which I thought was quite clever and
yeah,
a hot tip for our cost of living crisis. But also she was saying that loads of Spanish flats don't have ovens. She put one into their flat when she moved over, but her partner, who is from there, didn't have one and didn't really see the need for one, which is interesting. But it makes sense, right? We have ovens because we live in a cold climate and need to make hot things.
Yes, true. I guess that's a lot of, like, cultures don't really have ovens, do they?
Yeah.
Japan is not an oven culture.
No. What are those like? In France, they definitely have ovens in France, but my tiny little like flat had like a crap. It was like one of those microwaves that's also an oven. It has like a element at the top or whatever.
Yeah.
Oof. And a grill. Yeah. It's bleak. Oof. Trying to practice for a pastry exam, and that thing was like,
oh god, yeah,
not the one.
That doesn't sound like the one. I cooked a whole Christmas dinner in my toaster oven in Japan.
Did you?
Yeah.
Toaster oven, that's what I was looking for. That was the phrase, yeah, I was looking for.
I loved my toaster oven. It was great.
What were the ingredients in this Christmas dinner?
So there was about 10 of us that ate it, like, honestly. And obviously, I did like the mashed potatoes and like some of the vegetables on the stove, had like a, you know, stove top.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like chicken, roast chicken, toast chicken.
Toast chicken, my favorite. That Simon Hopkinson sequel that nobody knew they were looking for. Toast chicken and other stories.
It's my Japanese cookbook. I think there might have even been roast potatoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is also surprising because Vic doesn't really care for a roast. So the fact that she was living in Japan.
Toaster. Let me see if I have I'm sure I have pictures of it on Instagram. We can have a look. I hosted it at my house, and then I had to fly. I flew home the next day for Christmas. Anyway, it was great. We had a great time. Shout out to all my friends that came. I also did. We were just before we started recording. We were talking about Nando's, and also in Japan. So this was after Christmas.
You
so
did
I went Jandos. Home for Christmas.
Japandos.
Yes, Japandos. Honestly, I did. I brought a load of the Nando's sauces back from the UK. And like had a Nando's party, like marinated a load of chicken for like hours, made the garlic bread, you know. It was, you know, frankly,
you're a fun amazing. Friend.
I am a fun friend.
When are you moving back to London?
Yeah, great question.
My friend Emmy is moving back to London. Shout out to Emmy if you're listening, and I'm very pleased about it. And now I think you're the last little chicken that needs to come home.
To roost, to toast.
To toast. Anyway, this is the last episode of season 3.
Oh,
season 3.
So we're French there?
Yeah. In case you didn't know, in Paris.
did you?
Yeah. How do you feel this wild card season went? Is this what we called it? Wild card? We called it
a no theme. Themeless season. I really enjoyed it. I'm like looking at the list of stuff of episodes that we did, and you know, frankly, a bumper season of bangers.
I think so. It was far ranging. Is that the word? We had the ultimates.
It is
we had the books. We had the food from the movies and TVs. We had vintage cookbooks. We had our recommends.
Yes. I love doing those recommends ones. I hope to do more of those. I can because nobody is my boss in this podcast.
I really love when you say I hope to do. I think you say it more than you realize. I hope to do cookbook circle meets AI recipes. Like we
that
really
was fun.
Pushed our limits. I pushed mine. I don't know about yours. It was a great season.
It really was.
Yeah,
Should we do another one? Season. I mean,
season. I should ruddy well hope so.
Is
this you trying to break up with me?
No, I'm not trying to break up with you.
or breezily ask me into a longer term relationship.
I'm trying to, you know, firm things up. Like, look, I need to know where we stand. We've been through three seasons together, and we've never really put a label on this. Are we business partners? Are we co-hosts? You know.
We're everything.
You're everything and more. You're my person.
You to me are everything. The sweetest the song that I can sing.
Oh, no. Baby.
We got to see them live together last year, didn't we, at the Becca's Hen?
We did.
Yeah. I love that song. Anyway, I think it would be a really nice first wedding song. First wedding.
First wedding.
Maybe last year's.
Don't use it for your second.
You to me are kind of everything.
Would be you to me are, you know, everything at this point in my life.
I simply agree with you in French. Oui.
You're on a French thing today. You've been on Duolingo.
I was on Duolingo before my Spanish trip.
How did it work out for you?
Because Duolingo demands too much commitment from me. You know, the daily
streets.
Feel
like you just got to, you know, watch Encanto in Spanish and you'd learn it.
Learn, yeah, sure, guys. Whoever's going to Spanish classes, just stop right now.
Just get Disney Plus.
Watch Encanto. I love Encanto. Anyway,
I've not seen the end. I have a child who's obsessed with the first 30 to 40 minutes, and I don't know what happens in the end.
Can you not just pause it and start from the? No, he just wants to see the start. He doesn't want to see the middle.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he just wants to watch it, but whenever we start watching it, he wants to like start from beginning. Okay, start from the beginning. Okay. I mean, you know, the beginning is good. Good songs.
It's all good songs. It's a great film.
I've taught him to say, like, he keeps talking about how he likes Luisa, who is the like strong older sister.
Oh yeah, which I nice. Love. That's a strong woman.
I was like, why are you Luisa? He's like, me Luisa. And I was like, why are you Luisa? And he was like, because I'm strong. And I was like, and you like donkeys? So now he keeps saying, me Luisa, I'm strong. I like donkeys. Which I think is really funny.
Anyway. He's going to go into nursery and they're going to think he's coming from like some kind of cross-dressing farm
thing, probably. I feel like that's a sentence you'd see on Duolingo. I'm strong and I like donkeys. Real important things. Anyway, so we asked you lovely Instagram followers and listeners like some questions that you would like to know the answers to.
Fan mail alert.
Just like you. No, that's not.
What is that song?
That was TLC. But it's not, it's from their fan mail album. Anyway.
Oh, me.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, that's awkward. Anyway. Right, so first question.
Yeah.
I'll ask you, Hannah. You answer, okay. And I'll also answer. This is how we're doing it.
Right.
Top three cookbooks of the season.
Okay. That's hard. Do they have to be in order? Because I don't want to put them in order.
And then don't put them in order.
Okay, good. I would say A New Way to Bake, Philip Khoury, would be in the top three because changed my world, my view of vegan baking, and I feel like I now will always have something to bring to a vegan, you know, for a dessert or to bring to a vegan. I don't know what I was bringing them before, just bags of lettuce.
Hummus.
By the way, in answering this question, I'm excluding the recommends one because
obviously we love those.
We like those anyway. So yes, A New Way to Bake by Philip Khoury, game changer. Flawless. What a guy. I would also include Table for Two by Brie Graham because we've talked about that. But I mean, also, we should do cover of the season for us because that would surely win the book cover of the season. It's so great, that little illustration with the pops of red. I think, I haven't gone back to it loads and I feel Oh, that's because loaned it to somebody.
Who?
I loaned it to give somebody it back. At work. Yeah, no, yeah.
Give it back.
But that one was such an unexpected joy and, like, really fun and delicious and a great premise. So I would say Tibber for two. And then lastly, I think I would say Doma, which we did in the last episode with Spasia Pandora Dinkowski. Oh, just such a joy and so many great, like, entertaining recipes. Like, I think we said in that episode, it would be so fun to have, like, a dinner party that was only Doma recipes. And I still really want to do that. I saw she did a post on Instagram the other day saying it's, like, 6 months of her shop being open and that she, like... Why did she decide? Some days she's like, why did I decide to do this? And why did I decide to, like, write a book at the same time? Which is, fair. But I just want to say, if she's listening, that I'm glad that she did all of these things and she needs to keep going because she's really great. And I still need to go back there with my little voucher that I was talking about. It's just really...
Is that your new nickname for me?
You're my little voucher. I love to cash you in. what would be your top three books?
I'm gonna try and not say the same, but two out of three are the same. I could put Doma in my top three as well, but the other two are the same. Definitely Table for Two. I loved it. It was this, like, a beautiful surprise. I didn't know how much I would love it. Love it. I've been back to it loads. There's, like, a beans and butternut squash recipe in there, which I love.
With, like, ooh, is it braised? Like, braised?
Yeah.
Nice.
And you make this, like, brown butter sage thing, and you just pour that over the top. It's so good.
She's
brilliant. And I've made the bean. Anyway, I just love it. A lot of beans that I've made from hers. But her beans,
what are
from
the other
her
beans
breakfast.
Made?
Like, oh, her breakfast beans.
Nice.
Really good.
We're really having a beany moment, you and I think.
Yes, I think we are. And I love it.
Yeah. We talk about the Bold Bean Company on this a lot. Because they're great beans. And also in our, like, vegan, favourite vegan recipes miso that we put on Patreon, you were talking about the Bull Bean Company miso beans that they have, that recipe, which I've now made a couple of times for, like, lunches, and it's great. But their whole website is actually great for loads of really interesting bean recipes. Like, they do a lot of, like, kind of takes on classics using beans, like cacio e pepe and things like that. Really, whoever's developing their recipes, it's really
well. They have a
smart
whole cookbook as well, like a Bold Bean cookbook, which I think is, like, not just like your Marmite cookbook, whatever. I think it's quite because the recipes are so good. Like, they have a whole. They have, like, loads of recipes that they call bean otto, don't they? Like, beans otto, like risotto, but with beans.
Which is really smart.
Yeah.
You didn't do it, they did. Stop taking credit.
Well, maybe I did it. Maybe I'm the one developing their recipes.
Well, that would be a dream job.
But yes, if you like beans or want to eat more, even if you don't buy their beans, because they are expensive and maybe they don't, you know, you can't get them in your area of the world.
Exactly.
Go on, you can use other beans. Yeah, go on the website. They have a lot with, like, red kidney beans.
Yeah.
Or, like, red beans, they're just called red beans. Black beans, butter beans and white beans and chickpeas.
Yes.
And they're just banging.
They are wonderful.
So that one, Table for Two, A New Way to Bake, because also, like you said, it changed my life. Like, it feels like since we got that book, it's the book I pick up first when I think I want to bake something, because
really,
it's just like, I just feel like they work. Like, they, I've made those Anzac cookies like 3 or 4 times now.
Wow.
I've made the banana cookies again a couple of times, and, like, They always work. Nothing is going wrong. They taste delicious. Mm-hmm. And like I said, they're vegan. And I think he is a genius. I think he's like, I feel like they're both of the, Bree Graham and Philip Corey are both geniuses in like different ways. Like Philip Corey is a genius in that he's like a master of his craft, right? He's a master of vegan baking. Like he's the best around and he runs the thing at Harrods. And then like Bree Graham is this like, what?
I was just going to say, but without like any weird shit, that's still what strikes me about Philip Corey's book. It's just like, it's just all normal ingredients. That's like my favorite thing about it. You don't have to find anything mental.
Yes, you could get it all in your local supermarket. Like, it's, mm-hmm. he's brilliant. And then I think Bree Graham is just like, she knows what people want to cook.
Yeah.
And aesthetically, she's like, her Instagram is very beautiful.
Yeah, such a joy.
She has like this, she does other, you know, she's not just a cook. Like, she also like is an editor and a writer. And like, she just is amazing. And I just feel like she's got a finger on the pulse of like what people want to eat. And like, her recipes are great. And I think she's a genius in that. And I would like to be her or her friend.
Yeah. Her friend. Yeah, I would like to be her too. But if you're going to be her, I'll just be her friend.
Okay, great. Well, you're already my friend. Does that count? But I'm not her.
Anyway, I'll stay your friend if you're free.
And then my third one, you know, honourable mention for Doma, but I will say Ms. Molly Baz is More Is More.
That would really have been liked. Maybe like fourth for me, yeah.
Yes. I really liked, you know, the things I made, and she's just great. And her other book is great. Either of those you could get and I think be happy with.
Yeah. Again, I think I said this about Molly Baz's first book, but I ended up coming back to this one as well more than I realised. Well, I was talking to somebody else about this recently and they were just like, oh my God, the fonts in that book just give me a headache. And it is, it's a lot because she was going for the whole like More Is More thing. So each page is just like jam-packed.
Yeah.
But once again, the recipes are like really, really
good.
They
hold up.
Yeah. Yeah, my sister was like asking me for advice on like what to make for a friend coming over, and I just sent her loads of screenshots from Molly Baz because I just thought,
yeah,
just do it. They're always good on flavour.
Yeah, yes, that's it. She just knows what to do with flavour.
Yeah,
and it's a bit like Bree Graham, like it works.
Yeah,
it's, never bland. It's delicious. It's it's exactly what you want to eat. And there's always recipes for like more simple things and more involved it, and I mean, you know, she could do a bit more veggie stuff.
She could, yeah.
But yeah, she's great. Cool. So there you go. She Table is. For Two and A New Way to Bake are must haves, we think, on your shelf.
Yeah. There are season 3 top hitters. Apart from us.
Yes, of course.
What would it be?
What
would it be without us? What would the cookbook be?
Next question.
Yes.
For the cookbook circle.
Yes.
do you get cookbook regret when you make an online recipe instead? Great question. This Fantastic is a great question. Banging question. Do you want to go? And yes. Yes.
Right, okay, like, I think, like, well, I think this podcast has very much changed how I do look for inspiration and how I cook. Like, I think that I will tend, because we have that, or we have like so many of them now, that I will just always try to browse what I have first before I go online. But sometimes, of course, you will go online. That's just normal. Or if you're looking for like a specific thing that you haven't seen in a cookbook. But then, yeah, I do feel a bit guilty. And it's just not the same cooking from like from a website or an app or something. Like I always like position, my kitchen's tiny. And like the back of the couch is at the kitchen. So I always like just prop the cookbook on the back of the couch. And sometimes yeah. there's like three in a row, just like with the pages open as I'm like cooking in the kitchen. I really enjoy that feeling. Also, somebody get me a cookbook stand for my birthday. Save the back of the couch. I do. I feel a bit bad if I cook from something online. What about you?
I do and I don't. I tend to not cook online unless it's the New York Times cooking because I pay for it. And because when you pay for something, I feel like that's, you know, I don't mind cooking from that. But generally, I get a bit overwhelmed with like online. So unless there's a recipe I know exists somewhere, like, for example, those miso beans recipe, which I know is on the Bald Beans website and I know I can find it. Like, I find the internet very overwhelming.
In many senses, but
if I'm like, oh, I want to know what to do with something I got in my Oddbox, for example, like I will sometimes just Google it, but then you don't know what's trustworthy and what's not. But I do know that the New York Times cooking app is generally reliable, but also it has like the comments, so I can see how people have changed it or where people have struggled. So yes, but I will always try and use the cookbook because usually I'll have an idea and I've seen that somewhere. Let me go and have a look. Do you have like you've got an ingredient or like you know you want to cook something but you're not quite sure how you want to use it. Like what books do you like go to for that?
I'm trying not to live up to my stereotype here and say Ottolenghi. But because it's usually like a vegetable, then I would it would be that. But also now, like Mirasoda East, I go to a lot. And because it's obviously vegan and vegetarian, she inevitably has something for. But if you hark back to like other things like oh my God, I'm going to ruin her name once again. Zaslavsky again. She had like the A to Z, right? I feel like somebody else had like an A to Z or a kind of like different chapters for different, I guess, like, no, what am I thinking of? Anyway, Alice is great too.
Yes, I often pick her up when I don't really know what to do with something. But I love that book a lot. And even if you're not going to cook exactly from it, I'll get an idea. That, I think, often... I've got both Spring and Summer and Autumn and Winter of the Nigel Slater books.
Yes.
That is what I'll often have a look at, just to see how he's paired stuff. And also the Nigel Slater one we did for the pod, the Kitchen Diaries.
Yes,
is another good one. For that, I'm just having a look at my shelves. They're not all up here, but
yeah, Green Feast is a great shout actually from Nigel Slater.
Yes, Green Feast, that's what it's called.
They're very very great. I have an additional follow-up question to the online envy one. Do you cook from your phone or do you prefer to cook from like a laptop or a tablet because they're bigger? Because I get really pissed off that stuff is like small on my phone.
Good question. Great question.
Thank you.
My phone, if it's the New York Times, even though I have it on my tablet as well.
She's not getting commission from the New York Times.
Can you give me a discount? Pay a lot of money for this. I'm an all rounder. Get their puzzles, get their news as well. I like their puzzles. Word searches, not their word searches, because I have word searches because I'm not five. They're crosswords. I'm not into crosswords, but I like some of their other puzzles.
What about the mini crossword thing? The mini ones.
I'm just a bit dumb. Like I'm just not clever in that way.
That's far from true.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I have started buying the 99p Kindle cookbooks when they're like, when there's one I want and it comes up on 99p, and that is way better on my laptop. On my iPad.
Yes.
Because obviously it's there and it looks like a cookbook.
I struggle a little bit. Yeah, because the only one I ever got was Small Batch Bakes by Ed Kimber. And now I just forget that it exists because it's not... Oh, don't forget. Yeah, I do forget that it exists in my life because it's not there on my shelf. And I'm like, oh, and there's tons of great stuff in there. But yeah. Anyway, we don't.
Do you do phone if you do it from...
I try not to. I don't like it. I try not to do many things on my phone. Even WhatsApp I do from my laptop loads. Mm. I hate small phones. They're really boring. And I'm old, okay? I'm just old. I'm old, that's all.
I'm old.
Next question
is... how often do you two, you and I, Hannah and Vicky, hang out IRL?
Not as often as we'd like. Right?
I mean, she did just ask me if I was moving back to London.
Yeah, exactly.
The answer is, before I moved to the southwest of England, all the time.
Yeah. And we used to sit together at work. So. And we used to,
you know, pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
Used to sit next to each other and it was a blast. Not much work happened, sorry to our employers.
But now it's only just like a few times a year, which is really crap. But we're seeing each other tomorrow, which is really nice.
Isn't that fun?
And we're going for lunch.
We're going for lunch with our friends Paula and Becca. Aforementioned Becca.
But yeah, I think in an ideal world, we would see each other a lot more. And we would probably, I think, be doing a lot more food-related stuff because we both think about that a lot in terms of what we would want to do, or like fun little businesses or side hustles that we'd want to try. And we did that supper club together like a couple of years ago. I think there'd be a lot more of that happening if we lived close by. But the podcast is the only remote... food activity that we can think of for the moment.
I know we would like to do more supper clubs, but it's hard. They are fun. That was really, really fun.
Stressy but fun. Just the right like level of stress.
Yeah. Yes. Something to think about. But yes, not often enough. When was the last time I saw you? When we saw Off Menu Live?
Oh my god.
In October.
That's way too long.
No, I came into the office in November.
Oh yes.
So that would have been then.
But still too long.
sorry, just living a lie. Get my diary up. next question. Somebody asked what our favourite pastry is, because you are a pastry chef. So maybe this is just for you, but I'll also answer it.
Yes, you must.
What's your favourite pastry?
I am a purist and I would say just a really good croissant. Like that.
What's
is
the best croissant you've ever eaten? I feel like we've had this before, France. But I'm going to ask.
Yeah, France.
Just anyone in France.
There's one in Paris that is that's not going to change anyone's world because it's widely known as the best croissant in Paris, but it's from Du Pain et des Idées. And it's like just the best. But I don't generally think you can have a bad croissant in Paris or probably most of France. I also love a pâmier, which is like the like when
it looks
they
like a little
it's
heart.
Puff pastry, yeah, and it looks like a heart. And when they're freshly done and they're like they've got they sprinkle sugar on top and it's basically like condensed puff pastry with sugar. That is bloody great. But yeah, and I even just like croissants on their own. I don't want any. I don't really want loads of. I really hate. I'm sure I've said it before. People slice them and make them into fucking sandwiches. Yeah. I just don't agree. And I don't believe in what we have. If my friend Louise is listening to this, she will laugh because she takes the piss out of me for this all the time. Don't believe in chocolate croissants. That's not a thing. If you want chocolate with your croissant, you have a pan of chocolate. That because that's what the French intended. The French intention would be the name of my autobiography or my like dirty novel.
Yeah, novel.
But yeah.
Have you seen the new croissant trend? I've been not sending it to you on Instagram, so I know it'll make you angry.
What is it?
It's croissants with like cookie dough inside, like bake. Like it's almost like they're twisted around each other.
No.
From the pictures. Yes, I know. It makes me feel sick as well.
Why do we have to
nobody
just
needs that.
I hate all these trends because they just make things sweeter and sweeter and sweeter rather than like a nice balance of flavour. They're just like really decadent shit.
Yeah.
We should have a running theme on this show where we talk about we each have to tell each other about a food trend that they mightn't have heard of to get their like live reaction on the podcast.
Yes. Well, if we live together, we live together. If we live near each other.
She's together. Really ramping things up. First, she wanted to know what our labels were. Now she's asking me to move in.
Then I could bring them to you. I could, you know, bring you a croissant cookie.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't want to spend I bet it would be like £8 as well. And it would be so bad.
Yeah, when the extra for your dentist bill.
Yeah, right?
If you were bringing them to me, it'd be like when you brought me Zaman or whatever it was called. Was it called Zaman?
Yeah, I believe so.
That was gross.
I feel like they don't make that anymore. Probably for, you know, aforementioned reasons.
I feel like you'd find out that there was a big health risk related to Zaman. Sick too much. I don't know. Lead or some shit.
Lovely. I like a pan au chocolat.
Yeah.
As we know, a pack.
That's
my go-to. Like if we ever go to a new bakery or whatever, that's my go-to.
Yeah. That will be your test. Yeah.
That will be my test. I love them. I think they're great. I always get one. But I don't really like an almond croissant. I definitely don't like a chocolate croissant. Anything with like, you've put like a litre of Nutella in the middle. Great. Like, thanks for ruining my life. Like, I don't want that.
No.
And because I don't like custard, like then, you know, I struggle with some of those things. But I will always try an interesting pastry if we see one at a nice bakery that we like. One of the last times I saw Hannah when she came to Bristol, you picked up some pastries from this bakery called Farrow, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And there was like a honey slice, wasn't there?
Oh my god, that thing was so good.
Yeah. And then this other like apple like
It was a Queen Amman. Yeah.
With like almost like a tart apple filling, oh, and that God. Was so good.
They were both incredible. Love that. Yeah, I would generally always go for like the weird thing as well, or like a savory yeah. if there was like yes. a savory take on something that's maybe typically sweet. Yeah, that's like
at the, I think I talked about it in our Japan episode, but I went to this bakery that changed my life in Fukuoka called Dakomeka, and I had a they do potato, like a Japanese potato queen anam, whatever, yeah.
Aman, yeah.
Aman, and it was so good.
Oof.
Like, I was like, this is, you've changed my life. I want this forever. That was great. If anyone's ever in Fukuoka or Tokyo, they have one in Tokyo, go there, because it just looks great.
Delightful.
Yes, so I'll always try something a bit interesting.
Yeah, same. Because we're just so adventurous, you know?
Yeah.
We just can't but hold
us
down.
But as long as it is actually interesting, yeah, it's not like, oh, we've put, yeah, shitloads of Nutella or like pistachio cream or whatever, Biscoff. Biscoff can just get out of my fucking life.
Biscoff like, can fuck off is what I'm saying. Sorry.
You said it, girl.
I really wanted to improve the delivery of that. And there's the people who complain that we swear too much. So sorry, guys. Sorry. Any further questions, Your Honour?
When will we be back with the next season?
Soon.
Soon. We're not going to leave it too long, I don't think.
We're not going to leave it too long. Not as long as we've had previously, I think. There's no children on the way or that we know.
I know of.
Not in our lives, anyway. I'm sure there are.
I'm sure some people have pregnancies that are ongoing. None of these co-hosts.
we want to. I think we alluded to it at the end. No, we just downright said it. We didn't allude. we're too fucking. We're not like those influencers that are like, watch this
space.
Big announcement coming soon. You're not going to believe it, guys. we just said we were going to start a Substack. God, that's hard to say.
Yes.
So we want to focus on that for a little bit, because we always have loads of ideas about what we want to do. And then I think mostly me, I work too much and then I never have any spare time to do anything. So we're like, let's use this break to do those things that we want to do.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back. But the good, yes. Yeah, either way, there'll be content.
There'll be content from us. And please read our content and listen to our content.
Yeah, keep an eye on our website, cookbookcircle.com, yes. and Instagram at cookbookcircle.
And as soon as we like, yeah, get going with a Substack, we'll post it there and like, please sign up and come follow us.
Yeah.
And probably you are already on Substack.
Who? Me? I'm not.
But you know, the royal you.
Oh, right.
I mean,
yeah.
Maybe not Kate Middleton. Am I right? But we're not going to get into that. We haven't got time.
That is a topical joke, my friends.
It's going to age like milk.
We're still dying. She's just taking a break. Kate's just taking a break.
I mean, we all need one sometimes.
Yeah. And we all love to play with Photoshop sometimes, you know. I, as much as anyone, just love to tinker around with Photoshop. What was that weird tweet? I'm so accessible. I sit here with like, what's that app that like Photoshops everything?
Yeah, like Facetune.
Like,
I'm just sitting here in bed eating Doritos with like my laptop on my tummy, like editing my photo.
Oh God. Anyway.
It's grim. This country is grim. Do you want some questions from me?
Yes. You've really become the...
Michael Parkinson.
I was going to say Jeremy Kyle. Call
me Jeremy Kyle.
Yes, I do. What you got for me? Quick fire.
Quick fire. Oh, God, I've clammed up. What did you have a book from this season where it was like a late bloomer for you?
Yes,
No, not as much.
And
as
by that,
I
mean, you know, we reviewed it and then you thought, oh, actually, it's really good. I'm going to keep going back to it.
Yeah, I think Table for Two would be that. But then I just said that I haven't come back to that much because someone's borrowed it and
You've
not given
it
back.
Away.
I would say maybe A New Way to Bake. I've come back to a couple of times because increasing numbers of vegan friends and my little goddaughter is, allergic to a lot of dairy. So whenever I go around there, I try to bring something that she can have a little taste of too. So, yes. I would say maybe Phil Corey. Yeah. What about you? Late bloomers? Apart from me.
Maybe Sweet Enough, Alison Roman's
really?
One. We reviewed it quite well at the time, like, but much better than She Fared last time we talked about her books. But I have cooked a couple of other things from there. Namely the strawberry cake.
Oh, did
in,
you?
Which is the one in the Naked Man photo, I think.
Oh, yes.
In her book. But I cooked it, I baked it for my brother and sister-in-law's baby shower. And I wasn't happy with the way it came out, but I got so much, they kept sending me comments from their friends that said it was like amazing and they loved it. So that was good.
We're rarely happy with how our things turn out, though. We are those people.
Yeah.
there are memes about us. Yeah, that's interesting.
That's fun.
I should go back to it. I think when I think baking, a lot of the time I go to Claire Saffitt's.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, maybe Phil Corey. But, yeah, maybe I should pick that one up again. She's I saw a newsletter from her where it's like she's doing like a live agony aunt thing, I think.
And I'd quite like to go.
Okay. We can make that happen. Is it? Is it
America.
Actually? Oh, it's in America. Okay. Okay. But don't mind. Australia's top of our list, remember?
It is. Have there been any particular dishes or recipes that you just really, really loved and you want to like call out, you've gone back to, or, you know, your favourite like recipe dish of the season?
Well, I haven't gone back to it, but when I thought about this question, I thought about the Julia Tertian pancakes. They really were great and like really flavorful. I think because they were quite salty. And I really like them. I would say as a principle, I have put peanut butter in dal a couple of times since getting that idea from Sundays by Sophie Godwin.
Yes.
And I think obviously the tomato sauce, Marcella Hazan is just like my go-to one. But yeah, apart from that, I want to make the olives again. The deep fried, like breaded olives from Brie Graham. They were so good. They were so good.
Yeah.
And what a great little nibble.
I know.
So yeah. Oh, last one. Last shout out is the cold nudes with grated tomato sauce and chili oil from More is More. That was a great recipe.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really simple and quick and delicious and would be great for summer. And yeah, I really love that one.
Yeah. When you've got good tomatoes as well. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding. What are your...
Mine was the lamb cumin noodles from Sundays.
Oh yeah,
I've made that again. That really like hit for me, as the kids say. I don't know if the kids say that.
Sophie would say that. I feel like that is
the
word that has come into our vernacular because of her.
It banged. Yeah, that was banging. Those Anzac cookies from A New Way to Bake. The table for two. Yeah, the olives. Oh, just everything. We've said it. And that dip from Doma.
The Doma dip.
The
dip into my Doma.
I talked about it for about 45 minutes last episode, so I'm not going to talk about it again, but, you know, go back and listen and make that one. It's great. It's banging. It's just, I love it. I love it. It's been a great season.
It's been a very fun season. I might make something from Doma this weekend, you know. Just realised beside my bed from our last record. And I really, that Guinness thing just keeps calling to me. There's like a Guinness cheese melt or something.
It is
great.
It is a celebration of your people this weekend.
Oh, it is. Ah, oh, sure, top. Sure it is, to be sure. Yeah, Guinness cheese
pro. It's St. Patrick's Day, by the way, for anyone who is listening to this at a later day.
Every day in a few days, it's day, St. Patrick's as far as I'm day. Concerned.
I mean, that is true.
Any final questions for me? Final thoughts? Final takeaways? Key takeaways?
Just, you know, like, what is your favourite thing about working with me on this podcast?
Well, it's one of the only times I get to talk to you, so... That's why we end up talking about, like, it's genuinely authentic when we're like, have you seen that thing? Because we just don't get to talk as much as we would
especially
want.
for a long while recently, Hannah was off Instagram. So
that was really
genuinely
hard.
I had to save up all my content for the podcast.
Well,
I can just send her stuff. She's
I'm back
baby.
Now, and I love it. I regret nothing. There was a great break, but it's just lovely being back. And I was back just in time for the Oscars as well, which is like one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
But yeah, what are you gonna? What any thoughts about what the next season should be all about, Vic? Us.
Us should. I think we should just do our. That whatever we need to do to get the cast of The Bear on the podcast.
Oh, but not even all of them, just her. What's her name?
Ayo.
Sorry.
Yeah. What do you mean not all of them? Do you mean not Jeremy? I'm sorry, what?
I don't care for Jeremy. No. Vic is giving me a sassy look. He's not going to come on in his little Calvin Klein's, Vic, okay?
Well, not with that attitude, he won't.
I just don't know. I think she's great.
No, she is great. And she would trump Jeremy for me.
Look, we said we wouldn't talk politics on this podcast.
Maybe we should do a politics episode. It is an election year in both sides of the pond.
I was just going to say, as we approach like bleak elections in both the UK and US, I mean, I don't know. We're hoping that the UK one will be a bit better. Maybe we should... I was going to say it's important that we distract the people, but actually maybe what everyone's waiting for is Hannah and Vic does politics. You're not. You're really not. I would have to do so much reading to not sound like a fucking idiot.
But what we could do is like lean into, you know, anti-feminist shit. And like, isn't there some kind of like cookie bake-off thing for the first wives, first women, I believe they're called? I feel that's a thing.
Really?
Well, at least it used to be. Maybe, I don't know. I'll look into it and get back to you.
Yes, please do. Maybe our new like wildcard episodes aren't even us cooking stuff. It's just us delving into these random fucking traditions. That sounds wild, though.
It does sound fun. But this has been a really fun year.
It has been.
Season. So thank you all for listening, and thank you to Hannah for being my partner in this.
Oh, she's put a label on it. She's dangling keys in front of me. No, thank you.
Thank you. And we will see you next season.
Very soon. We love you.
We love you so much.
Thank
love you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Cookbook Circle. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and leave us a review, as it helps others to find us and enjoy us. You can see how the recipes from this episode turned out on our Instagram at Cookbook Circle, where you can also get in touch with us, let us know your thoughts, feedback, ideas for episodes, whatever you like. We really love to hear from all of you. So we'll see you next time. Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.